Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Wichita's nationally recognized Marconi awarded radio show. This is Steve and Tad on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh, 8:30 here on a Thursday morning. 40 degrees, gusty north wind. Kansas has set a new state pandemic record for reported coronavirus cases and COVID-19-related hospitalizations. Governor Kelly saying yesterday she hasn't stopped to drop the idea of calling the Republican-controlled legislature into special session to impose a statewide mask mandate. Just a day after the Wichita City Council voted to censure a member and ask for a resignation, the Sedgwick County Commission did the same for one of his own. Commissioner Jim Howell read the formal resolution to the board.
The Board of County Commissioners of Sedgwick County has deemed it appropriate to formally censure Michael B. O'Donnell II due to conduct inconsistent with the Code of Ethical Conduct and requests that he resign from his position as County Commissioner for District 2.
O'Donnell denies he was involved in a political attack ad against then-candidate Brandon Whipple in last year's Wichita mayoral race. O'Donnell, along with Wichita City Council member James Clendenin, State Representative Michael Capps, and Matthew Colburn, sued by Whipple for the attack ad. Colburn dropped from the lawsuit after producing a secret audio recording of the group. O'Donnell, who is seeking a second term on November 3rd, abstained from the censure vote, which passed 4-0. President Trump out west Wednesday in states where polling is tight, just 5 days out from the election.
The president told a huge crowd in Bullhead City, Arizona, that he will win their state along with neighboring Nevada. While polling gives a slight edge to Biden in Arizona, the president dismissed those polls.
We don't have freedom of the press. We have suppression of the press. And there's never been a time when it's more obvious than right now.
The president praised his own response to the virus.
If you had Sleepy Joe as your president, it would have taken you 4 years to have a vaccine. You would have never had a vaccine.
And the president said a Biden presidency will result in higher taxes, open borders, and an end to the Second Amendment. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Trump and Joe Biden campaigning in Florida today, both of them. A federal public affairs officer now going to federal prison for 7 years. For pretending to be a covert CIA operative.
The federal judge that sentenced Garrison Courtney says the scheme caused a great danger to the country. Investigators say Courtney approached private companies and told them he needed to be added to their payrolls to provide off-the-books funding for a classified task force. In all, he raked in more than $4 million through the scheme, keeping more than $1 million for himself. Even after he pleaded guilty in June, he continued the scam. Courtney's lawyer says his client should have gotten a lighter sentence because he spared the government a trial. Rob Dawson, Fox News.
An Eagle Scout project at an American Legion post in Sanger, California, has led to the uncovering of a time capsule that was buried in 1923.
Christian Gonzalez, a senior at Sanger High School and a member of Scout Troop 223, made the discovery after getting approval for a beautification project from the Legion Post.
Traffic volume's thinning just a bit here in the Wichita area at this time.
Jackhammering concrete around the post flagpole, he spotted a metal box. What he found inside was a time capsule from June 14th, 1923.
Kansas traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Inside, he found a Bible with the name of Eugene Bradford, who was listed as the post adjutant on the charter roster, a 48-star small American flag, a photo of a young soldier kneeling next to a tent believed to be possibly from World War I, and two newspapers from June 1923. The Post has now decided to fill a new time capsule with similar items from 2020, including a face mask. This salute to service is brought to you by Jimmy's Family Diner. We invite you to read more stories about veterans and active military. Just search the menu on our webpage at knssradio.com. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Now the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We had some much-needed rain fall in Wichita overnight, and that will likely continue through mid to late morning. And with a gradual clearing sky as high pressure builds in, we should get to 50 this afternoon with gusty north winds early on. Clear tonight to our low near freezing, and then sunny and not as cool Friday with a high 56, low 60s by Halloween. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now mostly cloudy, 40 degrees. We have a north wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. 8:36, Steve at 10 in the morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is time for entertainment news. We call it the blur. And this morning, Jed Chambers is blurring. Jed?
Now we've got a reality television star under fire for what critics are calling a tone-deaf trip amidst the pandemic.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Here's Fox's Kirsten Goodwin with more.
Kim Kardashian West sharing photos from a private island birthday bash with her inner circle to celebrate turning 40, saying she surprised them with the trip after weeks of health screenings. She posts, "I realize that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now," adding, "I am humbly reminded of how privileged my life is." Her post sparking outrage amid a pandemic, folks calling it cruel and insensitive, sharing stories about losing loved ones and struggling financially. One tweets, "People are going to food banks, not private islands." Kardashian has yet to respond. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
I guess that makes sense. I mean, what would you say in response?
But she's rich.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe she just should have...
That's what rich people do.
Yeah, or maybe she could have done it and shut up.
They spend their money and do whatever they want.
That's true. Maybe she just, you know, could have done it and had fun and not blabbed about it all over social media. Maybe just do it and shut up.
That's not what she does either.
No, it's
not.
That's
how she operates.
She got to behave like the rest of us wealthy people.
Yeah, exactly. Well, the Super Bowl will have some spectators, but it's not going to be the usual full house. Fox's Matt Napolitano has more.
The NFL will move forward with Super Bowl 55 on February 7th with reduced capacity at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa for the big game. Fox News has learned that the league is planning to hold capacity to 20% at the venue, with fans being placed in pods 6 feet apart and masks required. Raymond James Stadium normally holds 65,000 fans, but with temporary seating can hold as many as 75,000 fans. The NFL has kept open the possibility of pushing the big game back by up to 4 weeks in order to complete the regular season, but the goal remains finishing things up in the normal 17-week schedule to allow Super Bowl 55 to kick off as scheduled. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Yeah, so there we go. Plans for the Super Bowl from the NFL. Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony reunite on stage. Here's Fox's Michelle Polino with more.
PBS airs the reunion between Metallica and the San Francisco Symphony. The two-night concert celebrates the 20th anniversary of the first S&M concert, which was the first concert at the new Chase Center in the band's hometown, San Francisco. Nothing else matters. Symphony was led by conductor Edwin Outwater, with a special appearance of longtime Symphony musical director Michael Tilson Thomas. It was the first time they performed together since 1999. It produced the Grammy-winning album and concert film. S&M 2 premieres at 9 p.m. Eastern. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
It's an album I own. It's a good one, actually. I like
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Yep, it's a good one.
Nice.
Actress Winona Ryder turns 49 today, where she had her film debut in Lucas in 1986, but really kind of gained attention with her performance in Tim Burton's Beetlejuice.
Are you the guys hiding out in the attic?
We're ghosts.
What do you look like under there?
Aren't you scared?
I'm not scared of sheets. Are you gross under there? Are you Night of the Living Dead under there?
Night of the what?
Living Dead, it's a movie. You know, if I had seen a ghost at your age, I would have been scared out of my wits. Why are you wearing sheets? We're practicing.
You can see us without the sheets.
Of course I can see you.
Well, how is it that you see us and nobody else can?
Well, I read through that handbook for the recently deceased. Live people ignore the strange and unusual. I myself am strange and unusual.
So, happy birthday to Winona Ryder, 49 years old today. We've got early rock and roll and rockabilly singer, pianist, and wild man Jerry Lee Lewis 86 years old today.
Too much love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill.
Of course, Great Balls of Fire, a whole lot of shaking going on, and Chantilly Lace.
Killer.
Yep.
I've got several Jerry Lee Lewis albums.
Mm, yeah.
Good stuff.
Jerry Lee Lewis, happy birthday. He is 86 years old today. Another one here, Kate Jackson, birthday. Kate Jackson is 72 years old today. Of course, Kate Jackson is...
It's the first time I've ever gone on a job where I was undercover from one of the clients.
I'm really sorry about that. It's just that he would really be upset if he thought I brought in outside help. And especially since you're all...
Women? Oh, very 19th century.
One of Charlie's Angels. Kate Jackson, 72 years old
today.
We've
had two Charlie's Angels birthdays this week.
Yes, we have.
We had Jacqueline Smith a few days ago.
Mm-hmm. And Kate Jackson today. And we have another birthday here. Actor Richard Dreyfuss, 73 years old today.
Mr. Vaughn, what we are dealing with here is a perfect engine, an eating machine. It's really a miracle of evolution. All this machine does is swim and eat and make little sharks. And that's all.
Jaws.
He was so good in that.
He was. Terrific.
Richard Dreyfuss, 73 years old today. He was there with Jaws. And, of course, we're going to actually... This is something I try to do every once in a while. We're going to bring the blur full circle today. We're going to bring the blur full circle because Jimmy Kimmel commented on the story we led the blur with last night on Jimmy Kimmel Live.
Before you call her tone deaf, she followed that with, we danced, rode bikes, swam near whales, kayaked, watched a movie on the beach, and so much more. I realize that for most people, this is something that is so far out of reach right now. So in moments like these, I'm humbly reminded of how privileged my life is. This is for you. She's humbly reminded of how privileged. This is a humble reminder. For those of you who spent your birthday this year eating a ding-dong alone in your apartment, Kim Kardashian is humbly reminded. So,
gotta love the Kardashians.
Yep.
Gotta love them.
Good stuff there from Jimmy Kimmel Live. That's all we have for The Blur today, Steve and Ted. But The Blur, every weekday, is brought to you by Napoleon Appliance Repair. Call Terry for an appointment at 316-409-1525. They repair and service major appliances, most makes and models, Napoleon Appliance Repair.
What's in the near future for the Max? Editor Bill Roy of the Wichita Business Journal. Coming up, Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.